From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Chris Hickey. A Little Rock attorney and a current circuit judge who's also served in the legislature are fighting for a vacant seat on the Arkansas Supreme Court. Here's my report on the race between Clark Mason and Sean Womack. Clark Mason has been practicing law for nearly 30 years. Former Governor Mike Beebe once appointed him as a special justice to the Arkansas Supreme Court. Mason says Arkansas Supreme Court justices have a responsibility to get decisions right.
But in the process of getting it right, you have to base your opinions and your conclusions solely upon the facts and the law, and nothing else. No political agenda.
He served as president of the Arkansas Trial Lawyers Association in 2006, and he has the highest rating by the legal directory Martindale Hubbell. He says those accolades indicate that he'd show fairness as a state Supreme Court justice.
Fairness comes from the notion that you have no allegiance to any particular party, any particular group, any particular large donors.
The Federal Election Commission's website says Mason has contributed more than $23,000 to exclusively Democratic campaigns since 2001. Mason's opponent, Judge Sean Womack, used to be a Republican lawmaker. He served 4 years in the state House and six in the state Senate. For the past 7 years, he's been a circuit judge in a four-county region near Mountain Home. He says his political past would make him a more informed state Supreme Court justice.
My background is as a legislator, I think where that comes in, is because the Supreme Court looks at and deals with issues of statutory interpretation and trying to figure out what the General Assembly meant when they passed a law, when they created a statute, is something that anybody could read and try to figure it out. But if you've been there, you've got a leg up on understanding that process.
As a legislator, Womack served on the litigation oversight, desegregation oversight, and the state budget committees. He chaired a task force that restructured the way district courts are organized in Arkansas.
Moving them away from the old part-time positions where you had the local judge that may also be practicing law and have a conflict into a true professional third tier of our state court system. So, you know, that was one of the things that I got to do that, you know, I think really made a big improvement in the court system that we have.
He says he wants to see more state circuit courts make their records publicly available online. He does not see his past in the legislative branch as detrimental to his role as a judge.
Every judge is a lawyer, and what a lawyer does is they advocate. They advocate for one side or the other. They advocate for one interest or the other, depending on who their client is. So every attorney that's ever run for judge comes from a position of having advocated for things.
Clark Mason's campaign highlights advocacy for vulnerable citizens. His law firm represents farmers, people in wrongful death suits and personal injury cases, and people in nursing home neglect cases. Mason says the public must have confidence that a judge will provide a level playing field for all sides in a case.
They must be comfortable in knowing that they will have every opportunity to present their case and know that it will be received in a fair and impartial manner.
A hefty majority of Mason's more than $95,000 in reported campaign contributions have come from trial lawyers in Arkansas, and former Governor Beebe has endorsed him. Womack's campaign has reported at least $115,000 in contributions from a mix of attorneys, corporate executives, and current and former Republican state lawmakers. An outside Republican-funded political group, the Judicial Fairness Initiative, has also run about $250,000 in negative ads against Mason. Lieutenant Governor Tim Griffin and Congressman Rick Crawford have endorsed Womack. Chris Hickey, KUAR News.